school board races across Pennsylvania have been very divisive. Many have become microcosms of culture wars playing out across the country over things like in-person schooling, racism, or vaccines. At the center of it in Pennsylvania is a libertarian venture capitalist who has poured hundreds of thousands of dollars into more than 50 races. He says the effort is bipartisan, but an analysis is showing the spending is heavily skewed toward Republicans. WHYY's Keystone Crossroads reporter Mallory Falk takes us to a couple of districts that are directly affected.
Ruchira Singh decided to run for school board in Avongrove, Chester County, for what she calls a very local reason, building maintenance. Before long, she found herself in the middle of the culture war.
Well, I had to learn very quickly what critical race theory meant, which I had not heard of because I did not go to law school, which I think that's where it's taught.
It was the first real hint that national wedge issues would show up in the local race. Singh said she didn't expect the race to become so divisive, but also sees how hot-button issues are more likely to get voters out to the polls.
The threat of indoctrinating the kids is a lot more effective in getting people out to vote versus just being, hey, I think we need more money to keep continuing maintaining our schools.
What's playing out in Avongrove is part of a now well-documented trend. School board races that used to get little attention are now hugely divisive and fueled in part by a wave of new political spending. In Pennsylvania, a libertarian donor from Bucks County is pumping hundreds of thousands of dollars into dozens of races, including Avongrove. He's a venture capitalist named Paul Martino and says, like lots of parents, he was frustrated that his kids were forced to attend school virtually.
What we found time and time again is most of the schools were closed at the beginning of the last calendar year, not actually because of COVID, indirectly because of COVID, of course, but because of administrative errors. You didn't hire enough teachers. You weren't prepared for this contingency. You didn't insert the new air filter.
So he started Back to School PA, a political action committee, and he funnels his donations into smaller local PACs in districts around the state. The group stresses its bipartisan nature, but a Keystone Crossroads review of the PACs and candidates that got money from Martino found nearly everyone who benefited from his giving is a Republican, some of whom have been loudly jumping into debates about the dangers of certain books, the efficacy of vaccines. And some of that money is going toward attack ads rarely seen in small-town school board races.
Meanwhile, he supports introducing Marxist agendas into our schools, profiling by race and gender. Bill Wood and his running mates could make these agendas a reality at Avongrove.
That's an attack ad against Avongrove Democratic incumbent Bill Wood. The attack is partly based on the fact that he attended a webinar for school board members to understand more about critical race theory as it's become a talking point. CRT is a framework about structural racism that's discussed most usually in higher ed. Wood says teaching real Black history is important, but CRT isn't in Avongrove schools, and painting him as a Democratic socialist is ludicrous.
My first reaction was to kind of laugh about it. And then I kind of thought, well, you know, here they are still trying to push a narrative of what we're doing in the schools that just isn't accurate.
As these debates are playing out across the region, students are watching. Gabrielle Johnson is a sophomore at Springfield Township High School. She says it's been disappointing to hear adults fight against critical race theory without understanding the concept.
People say it's going to teach white children to hate themselves when it's really just teaching about the history of how race has affected America since its foundings.
Johnson, who's Black, said she'd like to see inclusive history classes that teach about multiple cultures, that it's important for students to see themselves reflected in the curriculum. In some districts, the cultural divide is taking a different face. In Radnor, a wedge issue has been the school mascot. It was a Native American raider. Now it's a raptor.
I'm not happy with the name change.
That's parent Rebecca Myers Emery, who thought a happy medium was to cut the imagery, keep the name. She said it was, quote, disgusting that some students who staged a walkout protesting the name change were called racist. Others in the bleachers, like Mom Carol Sulkowski, disagree about the mascot.
We pride our school district on being respectful of children, respectful of each other's cultures, and so I'd really like to encourage people, you know, this isn't about you and how sad you are that this logo's gone. It's about being respectful to people who have been in the past treated terribly and who were here first.
Other national issues keep showing up in this and other districts. Radnor parent Clark Engel said frustration about the school's books pushed him to move his two youngest children to private school.
Lots of little things go on throughout the year that is all subliminally designed to tell students that they don't have to listen to their parents, that they can decide for themselves what gender they want to be, what sexual orientation they want to be, what religion they want to be. It's all designed to subvert parents. They're laying the groundwork in these very early formative years.
Some observers watching the more radical Pennsylvania school board races have noted potential board members who are too focused on hot-button issues will be in for a surprise if they get elected. Larry Feinberg has served on the Haverford School Board for more than two decades.
When you actually get seated on the board, you're going to sit through a lot of boring discussions and presentations. That's what democracy actually is. A great deal of it is not very exciting.
Mallory Falk, Keystone Crossroads.